Want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health? Then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were supposed to have had a guest this morning, but they didn't show up. I was away for the weekend, so didn't get a chance to contact him. Under any circumstances, we're going to be perhaps just talking a little bit about the conspiracy conference that I attended this week. And, of course, I'd really like to hear from you. My number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But I gave my talk on the financial Armageddon, pointing out that the real purpose of what is happening today, the financial contraction we're witnessing, is it's a carefully orchestrated effort to bring down the world financial system. The ingenious means by which, certainly, first of all nations of the world financially were interlocked. After all, the American dollar was the reserve currency for the world, and, of course, the world was doing in many areas much better than it had before. But you have to understand that societies are dependent upon a monetary system. And when the monetary system is working and working well, why, the societies will flourish. And certainly a reasonable expansion of credit is a good thing, so people can borrow money and borrow homes. But unreasonable use of credit, of course, gets you into all sorts of problems. And that's exactly, of course, what has happened throughout the world. We had expansions of the monetary system, expansions of the availability of credit, and then the most wonderful thing came up. The United States, the pillar of respectability, their banks were offering bonds that would give you a guaranteed income, and there was no way you could possibly lose. These were guaranteed by the largest banks in the United States. These were bonds that were AAA rated by the rating agencies of the United States, agencies like Moody and Standard & Poor. And if you were a bank in some country throughout the world, perhaps a small country, what you needed to do was have your reserves invested in something that was stable. And what could be more stable than a AAA rated bond? Not only that, but with an insurance policy written upon it that would guarantee that bond would continue paying the interest it was supposed to pay. And then of course, you know, when you got done, you'd get your money back. This was a guarantee. They call these insurance policies derivatives. But, of course, no banker in the world could possibly have suspected that this was a scam. This was because these insurance policies, which guaranteed the bonds that banks were buying throughout the world, didn't have any money behind them. They were never intended to pay off. They were intended to bring down the world monetary system, and the monetary system of any nation foolish enough to trust the United States. But that's exactly what has happened. Now, of course, the fact that some of the foreign banks were in on the scam is represented, reflected by the fact that there have not been massive suits, against Moody's and Standard & Poor. There have not been massive suits against the American contracts and great banks that wrote the fraudulent insurance policies. But then there are a lot of the organizations throughout the world that are in on the scam because they understand the spiritual implication of what's happening now. As the whole world monetary system is being crushed as we move from what we had in the past towards the new world economic system, the new world financial system, the one world government, the coming one world tyranny under the one world leader prophesied in Scripture. But to the average individual, they can't make that jump between what's happening financially and what's happening spiritually. And yet, of course, you cannot understand anything going on in the world today unless you understand the spiritual forces that have dominated our society from behind the scenes since the dawn of civilization and certainly are in working control today, moving us towards the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world currency, the new world leader, the new world religion, and of course the organized effort to destroy Christianity and replace it with the worship of the prince of this world, Lucifer. Well, certainly we had a panel last night, and all the speakers were there, and some of the speakers were pretty far out. There was one fellow who kept insisting that we had demonstrated the animal life on Mars, and we just had to get the government to acknowledge that their Land Rovers had found life on Mars, because they don't have any atmosphere there. I don't know how they're living, but that didn't really matter. It was a very convincing position, and I'm sure some of the people were gullible enough to believe it. But of course, what you do if you mix truth with falsehood, you end up with confusion. And there were some excellent speeches, but the one about life on Mars really left me just almost speechless. As with a straight face, he's talking about the fact that they have found animal life on Mars, and they're just suppressing that information from the American people. But that goes along with this whole idea of UFOs being of alien origin, and there really are critters out in outer space. The last thing they want is for the American people to see through the glass clearly, not darkly, but clearly, and understand there is another dimension, the spiritual dimension. And this is having a powerful effect on our domestic and political affairs today. In fact, on every aspect of our lives. And so, as I always do, I try to bring out the spiritual aspect of what's going on. And somebody, we came to a question and answer period. Somebody from the audience asked me the difference between Luciferianism and Satanism, and said if you go up on the internet, you'll find lots of arguments back and forth. You know, what's the difference between Luciferian and Satanism? And I said, you know, I think it's a distinction without a difference. There really are Luciferian organizations. There really are satanic ceremonies and sacrifices here in the United States, and we're talking about tens of thousands of them on a regular basis, and you're not hearing about it. You're not hearing about all the people who disappear every single day, most of them children, and of course many of them are used for satanic sacrifices. Fortunately, Ted Gunderson was there, and he spent his years since he got out of the FBI, almost 30 years, tracking down so much of this. Certainly in the background of the story of Jeffrey McDonald, he had talked about in his speech, the Green Beret doctor who was actually sent to prison for the murder of his wife and his children, whereas actually this was all done to cover up the existence of a satanic cult tied into the CIA dispersing drugs in the United States. The last thing they wanted, of course, was for people to understand that there really are satanic cults. And, well, I want to hear from you. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Danny Golden here to tell you about Biondi Jewelers and my good friend Cheryl. At Biondi Jewelers, you get two master jewelers, a certified gemologist, the largest bridal selection in Colorado, and expert service from Cheryl, too. So if you are looking for unique settings and custom design, or you want to replace some missing stones and get that broken jewelry or watch repaired, Biondi is the place to go. Stop by the new location on Arapaho and Parker Roads in New Corner Star Shopping Center in Aurora. Biondi Diamond Jewelers, 4112 South Parker Road in Aurora, or call 303-680-8725. Oh, one more thing. I've known Cheryl for over 20 years, and she's willing to offer to KHNC listeners a free watch battery, free cleaning, and a free jewelry inspection with the mention of this ad. You must ask for Cheryl. Call her now at 303-680-8725. 303-680-8725.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. I thought that the interesting part of the discussion, and I was just mentioning that when somebody had brought up the difference between Luciferianism and Satanism, and I'd said I thought it was a distinction without a difference, why Ted Gunderson had chimed in and talked about, you know, his contact with the Luciferians. There really are Luciferians in our society that worship Lucifer. There are satanic cults and satanic organizations, whether it be the story of the Son of Sam killings in New York, which were very, very popular as far as the media was concerned, but they never mentioned that David Berkovich, who carried out the Son of Sam killings, said eventually that he was part of a secret satanic cult. He's actually eventually become a Christian. He'll never get out of prison, but he talked about all the other people. Most of the murders were carried out by other members of the satanic cult, covered up by the authorities in New York. The last thing they really want is for the American people to know about the spiritual battle that's going on today and the existence of the satanic and Luciferian cults. And, of course, the same thing would hold true with the Charles Manson killings. I mean, they were tied into a satanic cult. The Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment was the key coordinating organization behind much of what was going on. And although Manson wasn't a member, he was certainly affiliated with the people who had actually established this satanic group in the United States, tied into Anton LaVey and others. But Anton was sort of... that was the decoy, so you could see this guy dressed up in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork. But that, of course, is not what it's really all about. It's the people, with a suit and a tie and a briefcase and who lead our major banks or lead our major corporations who are involved in the satanic movement. They're the ones you really have to be concerned about. Well, as the meeting was drawing to a close, in fact, the last question that was asked last night was a young man had been standing very patiently as other people asked questions. And he, of course, he had the right to address a question to anybody he wanted to, so he addressed it to me. And he said, well, have you ever thought, that Christian God is responsible for all the problems that we're seeing today? That the Christian God has allowed the wars and the revolutions, the brutality and the horror that we've seen. And that Lucifer really is the good God. That Lucifer really is the one who can bring peace to the world. And he was really very sincere. You don't usually hear this expressed in a public discussion. And of course, how are you going to defend the God of the Bible? Look at the horrible state that the world is in. So, of course, I really didn't even try to defend it. I just said, I'm so glad that you asked that question. Because I think that you have said what I've been trying to say all the time I've been here and in my discussion, in my talks, that there really are those people like yourself who worship Lucifer, millions of people across America involved in the New Age and other occult religions, who, of course, reflecting the Gnostic belief that there are two gods, the one good God, Lucifer, the one bad God, the Christian God, the God of the Bible, the God that upon whom this nation's freedom was based. I said, certainly, you have brought this out very vividly, that you and others really do worship Lucifer. And for most of the people in this audience, this idea is totally foreign. But until people understand there are millions of people in America who've turned their back. They talk about they believe in God, but they never specify which God they believe in. And this is really the very essence of the battle in which we're involved in today. And nobody has demonstrated this more beautiful than you. Thank you for that very insightful question. Well, I think the young man was really taken aback. He immediately ran for the door and to get away from there. The last thing he really wanted was to verify all the things that I'd been saying. But he wanted people to understand that his God was the right God, my God was the bad God. And, of course, each of us has to determine who we will worship. But for me and my family, we'll worship the God of the Bible. And, of course, there is a Luciferian force, not imaginary, very real. It's involved in the slave trade. There is a slave trade today. It involves our good friends, the Saudis, such good friends of the Bush administration, and so many key people in our government like Henry Kissinger. And the Saudis have been involved in the slave trade and pedophilia and all sorts of other, you know, Luciferian activities for many years because, of course, their God, if they worship one at all, is Allah, who is, of course, the moon god, who is the Luciferian god, and another branch of the myriad of Luciferian religions that are being practiced throughout the world today. And we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people are not aware of this because our ministers aren't telling us, our political leaders, many of them are part of the dark side, moving us away from freedom towards a one world government. Well, our number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this or any other subject, because, of course, we're going to have to be doing an open line this morning, and this is basically the story that I wanted to get out to our leaders, to our listeners, so they would understand the essence of what's happened. Our government has literally been taken over by a cabal, which, of course, worships a different god. People don't understand that our government is controlled by the Trilateral Commission, which is, well, if you have to look at the logo, and if you look very closely, you'll see the three arrows, and on the inside of the arrows, if you look very closely, you can almost imagine there are three sixes. Six, six, six. But there's no question about the inside of the logo, where the three sixes are joined together by an upside-down broken cross, the emblem, of course, of the Luciferian movement, the anti-Christian movement down through the centuries, because we're dealing with a movement that is centuries old. This is nothing new, but manifested today in the Trilateral Commission, not by accident. And you can verify what I'm saying if you would AugustReview.com. Pat Wood's wonderful website, that's AugustReview.com. Where he points out that certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank between 1976 and the year 2008, between 1976 and 2008, six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, which runs the finances of the world, came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, the less than 100 Americans who were there. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? Eight of the 10 leaders of the World Trade Organization, which, of course, is transferring American jobs to other countries so that we can impoverish the American people and build up the living standards throughout the world as we intentionally lower the living standards here. Eight of the 10 presidents or directors, representatives, I should say, to the World Trade Organization came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Three of the four chairman of the Federal Reserve System, which determines our economic policies, came from the membership rolls. Certainly every president and or vice president of the United States in that time period, 76 to 2008, came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Certainly seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the secretaries of defense during that period came of the 12 secretaries of defense came from the Trilateral Commission. Is there anybody in the audience who thinks that just happened by accident? Of course it didn't. They control our government. And the reason you don't hear about this is because they control the media. They control our reality. They control what the American people think and believe, and we need to expose them. Certainly then to their ancillary organizations, like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and you can verify that on page 952 of Professor Quigley's prophetic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And he was certainly no conservative or Christian. He hated everything you and I stand for, but we're indebted to him for revealing the background of the Secret Society, which up until 1973, when the Trilateral Commission formed, was America's invisible government. Today, the Trilateral Commission has usurped that, and they're all controlled by the same people. After all, David Rockefeller was vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 10 or 15 years, chairman for 15 years. Today is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. Headquarters at 5868 Street in New York City. 58 East 68th Street, New York City. I've been there. I spent weeks going through their records. They are the invisible government. They were, I should say, the invisible government. And, of course, the people who control our State Department and our Defense Department and our foreign and domestic policies always come from the members of this little clique. And, of course, concept that we elect our elected representatives is simply a myth that they want to perpetuate to give the people the idea, the belief that they're free. We are controlled by an elite who want to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this global government. And of course, is the world moving now into financial chaos, and believe me, if you believe that the green shoots are coming up, just imagine, close your eyes, think those little green shoots. Those are not green shoots at all. Those are probably some sort of a chemtrail of aberration. I had a wonderful conversation today with a woman, over the weekend with a woman on the chemtrails. It even scared me, the things that she was suggesting that may very well be true as far as their actual program to poison the American people. And they're poisoning us with fluoride in our water and aspartame in our food and mercury in our fillings and the biosphenols that we're getting from the plastics and the various byproducts of the jet fuel that's being used. And of course, most of the medications that are used now are the newer medications that are being given to our people are deleterious. And the medicines that are altering the chemistry of our minds and what they're doing to our children with the Ritalin, and all of these things, terrible things are happening to our society, and the average person has no idea what's going on. They don't even believe in chemtrails. They don't believe that the two-party system is fraudulent. They honestly believe, many of them believe, torture is perfectly all right as long as it's going to save millions of American lives from that wicked Osama bin Laden. Incidentally, he's been dead for a long time. I'm going to be interviewing David Ray Griffin tomorrow evening, who's written a new book on bin Laden, Dead or Alive. And of course, if you read what most people say throughout the world, they know Osama bin Laden's been dead. After all, he was on dialysis many years ago with failing kidneys. You don't live for 9 years in a cave in Pakistan without dialysis, you know, if you have renal failure. But they can't tell the American people that. We have to have a boogeyman to focus our attention outside of the United States so people will not realize that the real enemy is not living in a cave in Pakistan. The real enemy, of course, died many years ago. The real enemy is not the Muslim faith, although I certainly disagree with the Muslim faith, but the real enemy are the people here in America who have seized control of the reins of government, who have actually seized control of the media and shape our minds and shape our tastes and shape our reality. And these people now are going to plunge us into a terrible economic crisis. Right now, of course, our corporations are not making any money. The Standard & Poor's price-earnings ratio is 120 to 1. Let me repeat that. The Standard & Poor's average price-earnings ratio is 120 to 1. What does that mean? It means our corporations aren't making any money. How can they continue operating if they aren't making money? They cannot. And, of course, as things get worse, as economic contraction continues, why more and more of our corporations are going to close down, more and more of our people are going to be out of work, more and more of our people are going to lose their homes. Right now, of course, well, the hotel we were at over the weekend, I mean, you could just see it, how few people were staying there. If it wasn't for the conference, it was this major hotel in a very important area of California, the Great American Parkway. I think Great America should be full, not. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I don't want a monologue. Do you?
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest didn't show up this morning, so it's just you and me. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you're out there, give us a call, something you'd like to talk about, and who do we have on the line?
This is Janan in Texas.
Well, hi, Janan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was wondering if I could ask your listeners to call the Texas governor about a bill that is waiting for his signature on his desk right now, and it's SB 1440, and it will allow our Child Protective Services Agency to not have to have a warrant and probable cause to go into a child's home and seize a child. And there will be no hearing with the parents to defend themselves. And the parents can even be charged if they try to defend against a seizure of their child. Could I possibly give out those phone numbers?
You go ahead, Janan. I think that's so important because, of course,
okay,
there's an organized effort to to destroy American families. A lot of these children who were taken by the child abuse industry actually disappear and are never heard or seen again. And I'm sure that some of them are sold into slavery. But the average American doesn't believe this thing could have happened. Why government agencies wouldn't take children from families and put them into homes where they'd be sexually abused or simply they'd simply disappear. And yet I've talked to many parents who've told me that's exactly what's happened, and they haven't seen their children in a decade, and some of them have never seen their children again after they've been seized by the government. So give those telephone numbers out
okay.
a couple of times. But let's give our number again here, 970-689-8255. Please call in. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, Janon, give those numbers.
Okay. The number here in Austin is area code 512-463-2000. Again, 512-463-2000. There's also a free 1-800 number. It's called the Citizens Opinion Hotline. It's 1-800-252-9600. That's 1-800-252-9600. And whoever answers the phone, you just say, my name is such and such, and I live in whatever county or city, and I'm requesting that Governor Perry veto Senate Bill 1440. It is against the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and it is a gross violation of parental rights. And I'm hoping that people will bombard the governor's switchboard today. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Why did the state legislature there in Texas sign put the legislation like that? Don't they understand the implications of it?
Apparently, there are some high-up people in our legislature and in our Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, which is the name for our CPS here in Texas. They're interested in the money part of this. They get from $4,000 to $6,000 from some federal program for every child that they abduct, and then it goes up from there, depending on what kind of adoption of the child is finally achieved. And it's a very, very there's only one way to describe it. It's evil and it's wicked, and all of our 148 of our representatives voted to pass the bill, and I'm trying to find out which senators voted for the bill, but they're keeping that record closed for now. But the underlying motivations, maybe it's just money, and maybe it's some kind of even more evil plan. I don't know, but we Americans have to stand up and fight this, and if we don't, we're not real Americans. Anyway, I'll let you go, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Janon.
Okay.
Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Is there really evil in the world? Would they really kidnap children, take them away from their parents under one guise or another without adequate justification, and then put them into foster homes where they were sexually molested, their minds would be destroyed? I talked to a lady just last week. We did a program on my afternoon program on the child abuse industry. She told me she hadn't seen her daughter in about 12 years. Now the daughter's 16 years old. She's tattooed with all sorts of earrings in her nose, and she's into the drug culture. The end product of the Child Abuse Prevention Center, they took them away, took the child away from her mother because they wanted to protect her. And that's, of course, how she's ended up. And it was just a heartbreaking story. As a woman called in to give us this story. These things really do happen in America. Well, give us a call, 970-689-8255. Basically, when Barack Obama was leaving to go to Cairo to give his speech. Why? We heard that Osama bin Laden had released a tape, and of course he was critical of Obama, Osama bin Laden now. And of course we were told the intelligence agencies had verified this tape. Obviously Osama bin Laden must be alive if he's putting out tapes, and we know that they're accurate because the intelligence agencies tell us they're accurate. In the introduction to David Ray Griffin's book, Osama bin Laden, Dead or Alive, we start out with this statement. On October the 2nd, 2008, former CIA operative Robert Baer, who wrote the book that inspired the film Syriana, was interviewed on National Public Radio. And near the end of the interview, Baer expressed his opinion in passing that Osama bin Laden was dead. Later, when the interviewer, Terry Gross, asked Baer about this, Baer said, of course he's dead. And Baer elaborated, he hasn't shown up. I've taken in the last month a poll of CIA officers who have been on his trail, and what astounded me was not a single one was sure he was alive or dead. In other words, they have no idea. I mean this. The man disappeared off the edge of the earth. That has never happened before in all of my years in the CIA. And then in the following month, on November 10th, 2008, the National Terror Alert Response Center said that Osama bin Laden was reportedly planning a new attack on the United States that will undo and outdo any of the attacks we've had before, including September 11th. This alert was derived from a story in a London-based Arabic newspaper, which stated that this information came from a Yemeni official who, although not named, was said to be very close to Al-Qaeda. Now, this is how, ladies and gentlemen, they mold our minds. They give us this information, an unnamed individual, and you can trust us. We know him. We can't tell you his name, but, you know, we know he's accurate, and he just met Osama bin Laden some time ago, or maybe a long time ago, or maybe just yesterday. Trust us, Osama bin Laden. The wicked Osama bin Laden is going to get you if you don't give your allegiance and do it exactly what the government says and give up your freedom. We have to have pictures of every American. If we don't, Osama bin Laden is going to win the war on terror. We'll be back. Give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here is American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And we've sort of varied from where we started out, talking about the world Luciferian conspiracy, to Osama bin Laden, is he really dead or alive? But, of course, he's been dead for a long time. We had reports of his being dead 5 years ago. But, of course, the intelligence agencies keep telling us he's alive. I mean, after all, that's why we're fighting. We're fighting in Iraq. We're fighting in Afghanistan. We're fighting in Pakistan. The wicked Al-Qaeda is going to get us. The trouble is, people have forgotten. The United States flooded Al-Qaeda from its very beginning. In fact, even the prologue to that, which was, of course, the Mujahideen, who were recruited by the Central Intelligence Agency, paid by CIA funds that were given to Pakistan, and just as the CIA funds given to Pakistan are funding the Taliban today and Al-Qaeda. So in the early days, why CIA funds were funding Al-Qaeda and the movement which Osama bin Laden was said to have headed. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But the difficulty is, of course, that the people who work for the CIA, they can't come forward and tell you. Robert Baer, who we've interviewed and we've read his book and we offer his book, See No Evil, we think is an important book for you to read. It's available to Radio Liberty. But certainly Robert Baer recently said he had talked to a number of the CIA officials who would tell him they think Osama bin Laden is dead, but they can't tell the American people. And the people who control our reality, who control our media, who can shape our ideas and our taste, tell us Osama bin Laden is threatening a new attack on the United States. And that's why we've got to give up our freedom. After all, if we don't protect ourselves, who will protect us from Osama bin Laden, who may very well be planning on setting off new nuclear devices in America, perhaps some dirty bombs or maybe small atomic bombs in our major cities? And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't have some acts of terrorism in the not-too-distant future, or biological or chemical attacks, but they're not going to be launched by Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden. We have satellites that can see both day and night every person in the entire world. They can even watch people at nighttime through infrared and identify them. We have the most amazing scientific technology that has ever been developed. They can intercept every telephone call everywhere in the world, and it's all done by computer. And of course, people throughout the rest of the world are really very concerned that the NSA, the NOSA's agency, also known as the National Security Administration, is listening to their telephone calls, and certainly in business matters. Why, of course, they can give the information on business bids, anything that's put in email or fax, they can always give it to the American competitors so our guys can win and undercut their bids. And people have been very concerned about this sort of thing, but they've always been able, of course, to track all of the Mujahideen and the Al-Qaeda dissidents. They tracked all of their calls. They knew exactly where they are, and, of course, the NSA has tens of thousands of employees who supervise these massive computers. In fact, have you ever stopped and wondered how the Internet really works? I mean, how is it we're able to get this communication from all over the world through email? How are we able to get the information from Wikipedia and all the articles from all the newspapers? And who is this, some ethereal force out there that's just this vague web? No, it's all mediated through the NSA. They mediate everything. They control the Internet. It's all controlled by NSA computers, but they're not going to tell you that. And, of course, they're working hand in glove with Google. You know, anytime you want to look something up on the Internet, they know what you're looking up, and they keep a record of it because they're collecting dossiers on everybody. And you mean to tell me that Osama bin Laden's out there sending messages and they don't know exactly where he is and everything about him, and they haven't been smart enough to have people infiltrate the Al-Qaeda organization to give them the information? And, of course, they have their agents working at the highest levels of Al-Qaeda, and they know Osama bin Laden's been dead for a long time, at least according to Robert Baer. All of the CIA agents who were involved in tracking him, None of them know where he is or believe he's living. But they have to convince the American people he's living. We have to have a boogeyman. And Osama bin Laden is the ideal boogeyman, created by Sunni, the American media, as the man responsible for what happened on September 11th. But you know, on September 11th, over 1,100 bodies of Americans were vaporized. They were vaporized. There's been no evidence, not even a little tiny fragment of bone of all those people have been found. How was Osama bin Laden able to vaporize 1,154 Americans on September 11th? And of course, the answer was Osama bin Laden didn't do it. I mean, this was done by a very sophisticated military intelligence operation. And of course, now they found the nanothermite, not thermite, but thermite, that was used to bring the building down and create the pools of molten steel that were molten for weeks afterwards. They poured water on it, didn't matter. It kept on burning and being molten steel. How would you do that if the building had simply pancaked? There'd been a fire in it, and of course you couldn't. This was obviously, they used these very sophisticated chemicals and explosives to bring the building down. This was not Osama bin Laden. It's all a lie. For indeed, as Edward Bernays had written so well, you know, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And this is the tragedy today. We've got to break loose. We've got to get the people to understand that their minds have been controlled, begin to think independently, and hopefully one day, well, Chris, we can begin moving towards taking America back. But we're only going to do that if there's a great revival of our people, if our people turn back to God. Because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are millions of Americans who worship Lucifer actively and knowingly. I wish you could all have been there last evening when the young man asked me, well, maybe it's the Christian God that needed all the problems. Maybe Lucifer is the truth. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program right here. America.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we always enjoy the open lines, but we look forward to your calls, and, well, anyway, we'll hope that we'll have guests on a regular basis this week. Right now, Chris, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day trying to educate the American people about the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. And we hope that you're out there talking to your friends and your relatives, trying to get them to understand. When we can build enough people understanding that the forces that work behind the scenes, the secret societies, the fact that the media is controlled and shaping our reality, only when people can begin to think independently can they begin to work efficiently in this true battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or, of course, you can go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. There is a donate button there, and you can press it and see what happens, but we need your help. Some of our listeners have lost their jobs. A fair number of them have lost their jobs and having real financial problems. And quite frankly, we can use your help to try to maintain our network of some 60 stations across America where at least people are hearing part of the truth every single week. So if we wish, we could expand it. But we will do with what God provides for us. And if you contribute, why, give us a hand. And then, of course, we want to mention, of course, our new DVD, the talk I gave this weekend, Financial Armageddon. And, of course, we now have the PowerPoint on it, and it gives you a good overview of how they have created intentionally and maliciously this problem that we're facing. And until people understand that this is all contrived, so major banks have simply cut back lending here in the United States, and after they were given the TARP funds so that they could begin lending in America. Remember, they gave them all this $125 billion to the major banks, and they started lending in China and India and Dubai and the United States, but not in America. Why? Because they wanted to bring this whole house of cards down, the whole world financial house of cards, because they're all in on it. They want this world government. And so that is why they shut down the big banks. They shut down the small banks by starting to pay reserves, find interest on the reserves that the small banks deposited with the Federal Reserve. Of course, they're systematically closing down the smaller banks and turning them over to the larger banks. And, of course, you're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in all recorded history taking place today as America's taxpayers' wealth is being transferred through the AIG and through the loans and through all the various things from our Treasury and State and the Federal Reserve to the major banks. And, of course, why did we give Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase each $12.5 billion? Because they'd written insurance policies with AIG. And why did we take over AIG saying they were too big to fail? They've got trillions of dollars in derivatives. The contracts that are going to go down, are we going to compensate all of them? And if it does, it'll bankrupt our country. But that is what it's all about. They want to bankrupt our country, and it will impoverish our people. You need to get our latest talk, Financial Armageddon, and the syllabus. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Help us get the truth out. We still can. Until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dumps.